Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We cannot adequately enter Advent without looking at the unique ministry of John the Baptist. This first week of Advent is a rich time to reflect on how God comes to meet us through his gracious word and precious sacraments. John, the Advent preacher, is a key figure who blazes a path before our eyes. But as he does so, he's faced with an identity crisis. He is questioned and scrutinized twice in today's pericope by the so-called theologically elite. One inquisitive group was from Jerusalem, representing the Sanhedrin of high priests, scribes, and teachers of the law. They asked John, "Who are you? Was he Elijah, the prophet, returning? Or perhaps was he the new prophet, Moses, which Moses had foretold in yesterday's text from Deuteronomy?" The Pharisees also sent representatives to question John's identity, but not only his identity, but his work as well, the work of baptizing people. However, what stands out about John is that at no time did he lose hope, confidence, joy, or purpose. As we gather this morning, we exist in that middle ground, the middle ground between two comings of our Lord. One, at his incarnation, and when he cascaded into our world, this despairing world, to redeem us sinners. And secondly, when he promises to triumphantly return at the consummation of all things. But as we wait, we often face an identity crisis as well. If I were to ask you this morning, "Who are you?" what would you say? How would you answer that? Well, if you're honest, you'll probably say, like me, "My identity is all mixed up. I'm a filthy, self-absorbed sinner, as well as a washed, thoroughly redeemed, righteous saint." We know that Christ is nearer to his second coming than when we first believed, but we urgently, as his people, long for Christ to come, to take us to heaven where perfection abounds, where the sinful flesh, immoral world, and wicked, evil trouble will question us no longer. Life now is not smooth or without obstacles. There is the stress of the new winter workload of courses. All the assignments of 10 academic weeks weigh on you this week. There are feelings of being overcommitted or being pressed with additional Advent field requirements or additional family responsibilities. December is so often frantic with so much doing that there's little time for being, for reflecting. Perhaps friends or family are stressed by illness or discord. These siblings are at odds, or in-laws are going through the throes or possible divorce. Right in the midst of this discord, sometimes one can question if God really cares. Just as others wished to distract John from his ministry, we can be distracted as well. And the devil, the sinful world, and our own flesh are not done having their way with us. And their desire is to stifle hope, snuff joy, remove comfort, and yes, even steal your identity. However, in spite of this fallen side of life, we, like John, do not stand without hope, purpose, and comfort. John did not lose his sense of vision, hope, or purpose. He knew he would prepare the way for Christ. Christ would increase, John would decrease. His person was unique, his message distinct, his voice full of conviction. But his ministry bore fruit as people's hearts were stricken by the word. People repented of their sins, believed and baptized, and were washed. One of my favorite children's books, which illustrates this faith-building process, is a book I used to read to my sons. It was called Road Builders. Faith is formed in us, clay jars or vessels, as St. Paul says in 2 Corinthians, similar to the way a road is constructed. Well, in this book, the boys used to enjoy seeing how a road would begin. You deal with this naked land, grass, rocks, hills, maybe even a cliff or two. And you build with a vision of a new road going on a map, a new paved road. There are all the construction tools, the big trucks, the bulldozers, front loaders, dump trucks, graders, cement mixers, and finally, the surface compactors to smooth out the road. And we've already watched with interest seeing some of this large equipment on our campus as it's moved dirt and rock around. But once that's done, once the road is paved, painted, and marked, cars are eager to drive over that newly paved surface. And if you've driven a car, you know that difference is remarkable. To drive over smooth, clean, warm pavement, there's quite a difference between that and driving over a bumpy, cold, potholed surface. John the Baptist constructs roads as well. He plowed people's hearts through pushing, shoving, and grading, and finally paving so that Jesus would come and usher in the kingdom of God. Jesus' ministry far superseded John's, but his message was similar. And his commission to the church is the same. Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. If you question who you are, remember whose you are, God's baptized, redeemed, blessed child. Secure through Christ's cross and resurrection, he empowers you and me to be joyful, hopeful, and confident representatives. Advent is a time in which the Holy Spirit shoves, pushes, grades, clears, and paves a road to your heart. One which can be easily cluttered, blocked, and yes, even potholed. This road needs paving. Christ dispels that despair. He fills the gaps. He forgives your sins. He re-enters your identity, revives your purpose, and sharpens your vision. All the doing in the holidays is not as meaningful without being. And being in Christ makes all our doing joyful. Perhaps that's why Paul Gerhardt penned the words in this Advent hymn, "O Lord, how shall I meet you? How welcome you aright. Your people long to greet you, my hope, my heart's delight. O kindle, Lord most holy, your lamp within my breast, to do in spirit lowly all that may please you best." Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.